A society orchestra was playing, torturing a waltz and inducing a few early arrivals to, unsteadily, attempt dancing. Waiters were jostling around them with trays of canapés and drinks. Guests in black tie and evening gowns were greeted, friends were welcomed, and contributions were encouraged. This was a benefit for British war orphans left homeless from London's blitzkrieg. Tonight, Manhattan's Plaza Hotel was bustling with New York City's richest citizens. It was the social event of 1942. Brent Allred, the Daily Sentry's publisher, an athletic man in his 40s with rugged good looks, scanned the room again. Only a touch of gray was in his dark hair. He made a decision and casually sauntered up to crime reporter Mike Axelrod with,
"Now, Michael, do you know you're wearing that all wrong?"
"Ah, what the deuce do I know about wearing these damn monkey suits, Brent?"
Axelrod asked his boss defensively, throwing his top coat open and looking down at his rented tuxedo. Axelrod was only slightly older than Allred, and sandy-haired with brick-red skin. As a reporter, he didn't want to deal with long lines at the coat check if he had to dash out in a hurry. His top coat was a battered article of clothing, having seen a lot of action.
Not the suit, Michael, Allred clarified, pointing.
The hat?
What's wrong with my lid?
Anxious eyes peered upwards, followed by his hand, clamping it.
I figured it'd look better than my derby.
Well, you don't wear a hat with tails unless it's a top hat.
You don't? Huh. Where else am I supposed to put my press card? You know, should something happen at this clam bake, this is just the kind of affair that rotten silver manticore would like to cut into, with all this dough here ripe for the taking.
Axelrod nodded toward the entrance. Guests were paying cash contributions at the door. A handful of awkwardly attired plainsclothesmen kept watch. To a man, the cops looked uncomfortable in their tuxedos.
"Too many cops here for that," Allred stated.
"I tell you, there's going to be action here tonight,"
insisted Axelrod.
"I feel it in my bones."
Allred gently snaked up for the hat, pulled it away from the reporter's head, and dropped it on the banquet table. The press card was retained.
"Your card is right here."
Allred stuffed it into the front breast pocket of Axelrod's topcoat, partway exposed.
"There you go."
Allred patted the pocket.
"Now you look, Brent. You're supposed to protect the crown on these things,"
protested Axelrod, turning his hat over.
"Someone's drink is going to end up inside it before the night is over."
"The hat nonsense was just a ruse, Michael," whispered Allred.
"Ruse?"
the reporter echoed. Allred silenced his underling with palms-down gesture.
"To jaw with you."
"Yeah?"
Axelrod's eyes narrowed. His reporter's instincts were engaged now. He knew something had been up.
"Yes. See that waiter there? No, to your left. Look for a balding Neanderthal."
Axelrod zeroed in on the small King Kong, puttering around the guest, saying,
"What about him?"
"It's opportunity knocks."
"Severin Snake, so it is. You don't think he's finally gone straight?"
"Not a chance. He's up to something."
"I'll see what I can find."
"No, let me do the snooping. He knows who you are. Knox wouldn't be expecting the publisher of the Century to take a hand."
"What exactly am I supposed to do while that felon is running around posing as a waiter?"
protested the reporter.
"You can bet he's keeping one eye on you. Just sit tight for now. This is one time we may not just cover the news, but be the news."
Axelrod grunted and took his seat. A waiter, presumably a genuine one, came over with the glass of beer Axelrod had ordered. That was the daily single drink of booze he had to control his alcoholism. Allred stalked off, but not before whisking away the reporter's hat when he wasn't looking. The publisher pressed an ornate ring on his left hand. Almost immediately it blinked at him in return. Baco was on his way.